Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley has been attacking former President Trump this weekend on foreign policy. She told ABC's This Week that Trump has not commented on the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Either he sides with Putin and thinks it's cool that Putin killed one of his political opponents, or he just doesn't think it's that big of a deal. Either one of those is concerning. Either one of those is a problem.
The former president, who leads Haley in the polls for the Republican nomination, was campaigning in Michigan last night as early voting got underway. President Biden said he spoke with Ukrainian President Zelensky and reassured him that Congress would authorize more aid for Ukraine. The services resumed today at Lakewood Church in Houston a week after a woman opened fire during services. It's also one of the biggest days in auto racing, the Daytona 500, but weather could be a factor with rain in the forecast for that area of Florida. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Local clerks say they're confident they could run safe and transparent elections this year, but they say they could use more money to make them run better. Mike Moan reports.
The city of Madison has been recognized by policy experts for holding safe and secure elections during the pandemic. But city clerk Maribeth Witzel-Beal says budget constraints can make it a difficult balancing act. She says there's greater interest in absentee ballots, requiring more manpower and building space to process them. However, there's a key problem.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
She says that puts more pressure on property taxes. Meanwhile, a bipartisan coalition of state and local election officials estimates that offices around the country need at least $53 billion over a decade to repair and modernize election infrastructure. There are specific requests in the current federal budget debate, but the House and Senate are at odds over how much to provide. Sunwoo Oh, with the progressive nonprofit group Stand Up America, says policymakers need to understand how pressing this matter is.
We've been working to try to get more consistent and predictable funding from Congress to help support local administrators to get the resources they need and help modernize the election infrastructure that's super outdated in most of the jurisdictions.
In a national poll, 7 in 10 Americans said they believe the federal government should be just as responsible, if not more so, for election funding than local municipalities and states. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
A new film about Giannis.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. On Monday, a new highly anticipated documentary about the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo will be released.
People might say I'm one of the best players in the NBA right now, but I don't see it. I don't feel it because I'm scared of losing all this.
It's the story of how Charles and Veronica Antetokounmpo fled Nigeria to Greece to raise their four boys and the struggles they faced. Giannis's mother, Veronica.
We left Nigeria looking for a better life in Greece.
The dream of every father is to give your children a better education.
As an immigrant, you are nothing.
We've always been outsiders. We had to live in fear.
It's called Giannis, A Marvelous Journey. The film reveals how Giannis reacted to the news in 2017.
54-year-old Charles Antetokounmpo suffered a heart attack.
I said, I don't want to play no more.
Giannis, A Marvelous Journey debuts this week on Amazon Prime. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Monday and Tuesday at 8 a.m. for special guest host Stu Daniels. I'm Earl Ingram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for today. A northwest breeze with highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and middle teens as you wake up Monday morning. More clouds on the way for Monday. Highs in the afternoon will top out in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 22.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. I thought I'd do a tribute to a very special lady, a singer who too many people have forgotten. Talking about Peggy King. And a piece of trivia for you. Everybody likes them, I guess everybody, likes the movie Airplane, the comedic take on a disaster movie. Well, it was based on another airplane movie. They tried to be serious, and I think they did pretty well. Peggy King played the stewardess in Zero Hour, 1957. And Peggy's still performing. Check her out on the Facebook pages. And I'm Lou Regani, and welcome aboard. So I thought we'd do a story about a young lady out on the East Coast who is back in front of the microphone where she belongs at 94, her birthday this week. Happy birthday, Peggy King. The music of the stars.
choice of the handsome boys I could. At sweet 16, I knew that I could sing. I could sing, and in my dreams, I'd hear a voice that called. You're on, Miss King.
Percy Faith and the Orchestra with Peggy King.
sees you through. Your dreams come true. Fate steps in and sees you through when you wish upon a star. Your dream comes true.
This is the Peggy King story. She's performing and recording again. Superstar of early television. Then decided to retire from showbiz, raise a family. Back now, though. What a story. This is the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'd be a star overnight for sure. And then I'd have the things I dreamed of when I was 10. The difference in dreams and cold reality, because I wasn't famous, this could only mean that I was a has-been at 17. I'd be a star.
With your smile so warm and your your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you, and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
My poor heart was breaking in 100 million pieces. I would never ever have the things I planned. When suddenly it happened, I was offered the chance to be the featured singer with a band. A girl with a band has to sit on the stand and wait for her turn to get up.
Charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. The story of Peggy King.
dance. Wow!
Gold. No
this old girl. You may as well surrender. Your hope is getting slender. Why won't somebody send a tender blue boy to cheer?
King on her birthday. Stars.
was not denied me. Just one look, and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Sing.
Every time my heart begins to dance, the world steps on my little toes. Every time I take a little chance, I pay right through my little nose. Every time I fly my little kite, it catches on a tree. Me in the sea. Every time I feel a little glow, I always get a little shock. Every time I stick my little chin out, always get a little knock. And when I aim my arrows at the sun, miss their mark, leaving just a lonely fellow in the dark.
False or true, I wish I had a clue or two. Where I stood, I thought I knew. Should. True or false, heart begins to dance, the world steps on my little toes. Every time I take a little chance, throw an anchor out, it pulls me in the sea. Every time I feel a little glow, I always get a little shock. Every time I stick my little chin out,
be a big star.
You heard it out in Hollywood, and what a break, you see. An angel with a crew cut heard it, and he said to me,
"So there you are, pretty perky Peggy King."
Ladies and gentlemen, and parents who couldn't get babysitters, so you have to stay home and make the best of it. My name is George Gogol, and I have to make the best of that. Don't I, George? This program tonight is coming to you from exciting, glamorous, beautiful Hollywood, California, the world-famous home of the three-minute car wash. Isn't it, George? 2 minutes? 2 minute car wash. Now, last week was Big Brother week, and since we weren't on the air, we weren't able to celebrate it. You see, I was out catching a cold, and I was quite busy, and it's not that I had any big brothers myself, and I wish I did, because, you know, I think brothers are nice. Aren't brothers, George, nice? Too nice. See, I was an only child, and it wasn't that my parents didn't care for children, it's just that they didn't care much for me.
Go backstage with me, back into our Mambo set.
Senorita Peggy King, hi, Peg. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm going to sing Mambo in the Moonlight.
I think we're going to get some moonlight for you. Lloyd, Joe, Earl, how about getting Peggy all moonlit up here? See, they belong to the Moonlight Union, you know. Flair Galoon, local number 33.
King's story, still recording. Check her Facebook page. Happy birthday, Peggy. The music of the stars.
Thank you. you by any chance, with that funny little voice, sing?
Good bird.
Miss Kilgallen.
Do you sing on a show that has been off for the summer, or that you have been off of for the summer?
Yes.
Oh, are you? Oh, are you a friend of Mr. Goebbels?
Yes.
Perky Pecky. Perky Pecky.
You never could remember my name, Mr.
I couldn't remember it in Hollywood either.
No fair, John. I guessed her last week when
That's
I was.
You've been guessing me all year, Dorothy.
That's why we thought we'd fool Dorothy, and we did. I was afraid of Dorothy. I didn't think Fred was going to do it.
And Arlene knows me, too. I didn't know what to do, you know.
You did it very well.
I do a Japanese accent, but Debbie Reynolds already did that. So,
Let's hear you do a Japanese accent.
Oh, no. She's much better than I am.
Well, sing for us then.
Well, I could do that. Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you, Miss Peggy. It's wonderful. Give our best to God.
Peggy King's story with Percy Faith. The music of the stars. Stand by for news, weather, on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani, your host. High noon Central Time in most of these Civic Media radio stations. Benny Goodman.
It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for for a year, but ever and a day, my radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may
listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.